Welcome to the Network Marketers Den, the ultimate podcast for network marketers who are looking for ideas and knowledge to grow, develop, and level up their network marketing business. I'm Janet Metzger, your host, and I can't wait to share with you what we have today. Welcome to the show. Hey, everybody. It is Janet Metzger of the Network Marketers Den. I hope everybody is doing well. You know, we are in the best industry in the world. I've been in the business over 20 years. And, it's got a lot of ins and outs, but it really and truly is a simple business that we tend to complicate. And we also tend to doubt ourselves, doubt our abilities, doubt people that we're working with. And that really gets in our way. It really and truly gets in our way. I can tell you a little story just about me personally. As I work my business, I bring people on, and when they start, maybe this has happened to you. I don't know. It's happened to me many times over the course of my career. You bring people on, they're super excited about their business and, you know, great guns. I'm going to do this. I'm going to quit my job. I'm going to this. I'm going to that. And then radio silence. Nothing happens. I don't know. Maybe I'm the only person that it's happened to, but it recently happened to me. And I started thinking about it and asked some people questions about it. And they said, oh, yeah, it happens to me all the time. So what the heck has happened? What is going on? How can you go from being super duper excited about your business to nothing? I don't know. The question is it preventable? Can I get those people back? There's a lot of things out there, and I'm just going to share today a few reasons why it could happen. Maybe what you could do to, maybe not necessarily prevent it 100%, but definitely slow down the process or have fewer people. Okay, so what happened? That's what we're going to talk about today. Well, sometimes people make a rash decision. I don't know about you, but we get so excited when somebody said, yes, I'm going to do this business, and they make this quick snap decision and they haven't thought about it. It sounds really, really good at the time. Heck, we've all done things like that that sound good at the time. And then you step back and go, what was I thinking? Well, maybe I wasn't thinking. They simply said yes too fast. Now, I know you might be thinking, hey, when somebody says yes, the rules of selling are, you know, just take the sale and run. No, you want to maybe slow that process down a little bit. You want to make sure that people really and truly are engaged and are ready to do it. You know, it's not a bad thing when somebody says, I really do want to think about it. If it's a genuine, I want to think about it, you know, not a stall tactic, not, I don't want to tell you no, which often happens when they say, I got to think about it, or I got to ask my husband or my wife or my friend, whatever the case may be. That's a stall tactic. They just don't want to say no. But sometimes people really want to do a deep dive. They want to ask some more questions. They want to do some research on the company, research on the industry. That's okay. How do you know, though, if it's genuine? I'll tell you, if they're asking you a bunch of questions and they say, you know what, I got to think about it, they're serious. They're serious. So sometimes making that rash decision and that immediate yes is not a good thing. And wanting to think about it is. So just be cautious if somebody says yes too fast. Another reason why people are so excited and then it's radio silence is because we really and truly didn't do a good enough job in our onboarding, in our interviewing process, however it is, wherever you put it into your getting people started method is we really don't know why they joined. You've heard it a million times in this business. We talk about the why. What is your why? You've got to know why they did it. You've got to know what they're working toward. And it's not easy. I will tell you, it takes time. It's a skill that can be learned, that can be taught, but you've got to get to that why. And why do we need the why? Well, let's face it, not every day is sunshine and rainbows, right? Okay, so a new person is going to experience that even more. It's going to be exponential. So your role is to be able to constantly remind them, hey, Mary, I know you're frustrated, but I just want to remind you that you are working so you can pay for that family vacation to Florida. You know, this is going to pass. Things are going to be great. When you get to Florida next spring, you're going to have a wonderful time and all of this hard work will be worth it. But if you don't know what it is, how can you remind them? So that again is a skill that you can develop to kind of pull it out and find out what people are working towards, because people are not always forthcoming with what their goals are. So you've got to learn how to be able to get to that why. Something else that I see happen is they get stuck. They get stuck, and sometimes it's on the simplest little thing. I don't know how to place an order. I don't know where customer service is. I don't know what to say. For someone that's been in the business a while, even if you've been in the business 2 to 6 months, you know a heck of a lot more than this brand new person, right? So they're stuck, so they don't do anything. They don't reach out. And I know what you're thinking. Well, if they would just reach out, I could help them. But you know what? They're not going to do that. They think they're bothering you. They think that they're in the way. So that's what your role is to be in constant contact with them. Okay. Quite frankly, they just simply don't know what to do. They don't do anything because of it. And I know what you're thinking. I used to think this way. I trained them on everything. Well, that's probably the problem right there. You train them on everything. You know, they're just starting. They can't and don't need, quite frankly, all of this other stuff. You've got to think differently and think about just-in-time training. And what does this brand new person need to know now? Don't make a huge mistake. I've seen it happen with companies. I've seen it happen with network marketers that they just give them everything. They give them everything and they don't hear it. It's kind of like you're in first grade and you know you're just learning addition. And if your teacher was talking to you about algebra and trigonometry and geometry and in first grade, quite frankly, you're not ready for it. Well, your new team members are kind of the same way. Okay, so you need to, number one, you need to be really, really close to them the first week. Check in. How are you? What questions are you at? How's it going? Who have you talked to? You know, you've got to be in touch. And I'm not talking hours and hours. I'm talking 5 minute touches for the first week. Yes, every single day. I talk best practices, and that's what I would highly recommend. When they're brand new, focus on what's going to earn the money. Keep it simple. There's a few things that are going to earn them money. The first thing is selling products. The second thing is building a team. Well, you might be thinking, well, I want them to build a team right away. Maybe they're not ready to build a team. They can't even get any words out about the product. How can they build a team? Okay, so what you want to do when they're brand new and as they go through the maturation process in their business, you want to focus on what is going to help them earn money. Because see, if they make money, they're excited. Okay, and if they're excited, they're going to keep talking to people. So what you've got to do is you've got to slow down to speed up and help them to earn money. So what do they have to do to earn money? Well, I could go through all kinds of things. Yes, I know you don't like to hear this. It's the who do you know list. Who am I going to talk to? Who am I going to reach out to? What am I going to post on social media? You know, help them with that, because it's not just post and they will come. You've got to use a drip method. Again, there's a lot of different things there, but you want to stay extra close to them. And yes, they should start out with family and friends or people that they're more comfortable with, because they're going to be practicing. They're going to be practicing what they say. So you want to help them to determine, number one, who are they going to talk to? And very, very importantly, what are they going to say? Not a script, but go through the list. Go through five or six people and ask them, so tell me about Mary. What do you want to talk to Mary about? Why did Mary come to mind? And then help them. And then say, it's a natural conversation. Here's a little tip that helps new people a lot. Heck, it helps anybody. They could say to somebody that they're really close with, you know, I mean, when you're talking to family and friends, they're more understanding, more forgiving, and say, hey, you know what? I got a new business that I've started. Can I practice on you? Practice, practice, practice. And if they say that, everybody's more forgiving. But you have to guide them. You have to help them of who to talk to and what to say. Give them the teeniest bit of product knowledge. I like to focus on one product at a time. Okay, for a full week, talk to one person or every person about one product. Now, guess what happens? They start asking about other products and you can find the answer. You can help them to get the answer, but that's a great way to learn about the products. You see, most of the time we just kill them with all the details. We just kill them with details that they don't know. We want to talk to them about, oh, I'm so excited. We've got convention coming up in 16 months and you've got to get ready for that. And you've got to do this. And we're going to book your airplane and we can be roommates and all that. They haven't even sold anything yet. Okay. So use that just-in-time philosophy and know when the right time is to bring things up. It comes with time. It comes with coaching. It comes with experience. But you've just got to, I always say less is more. I was on a call with somebody the other day that had a brand new person starting. And they talked about, well, you've got to show them this and they've got to know that and they've got to go this and they've got to go. You just on and on and on and on. And I was tired after listening to that. So I said, how about if we just focus on them making their first $100, their first 200, their first 300, okay, their first 400, whatever that amount is, whatever it is that they said that they are working on, just focus at the first level. Same way, if they're building a team and maybe they've been with you a while and they've started to build a team and you're talking about how to become a super triple, quadruple diamond, and they don't have their first person yet, and they're seeing all of these qualifications and you've got to be able to sell this much and have this much personal volume and this much team volume, and they're overwhelmed. So they're going, this is too hard. And they do nothing. So best practice is to just focus on the next level. So somebody is brand new to the business and they want to build and say, you know what, when you get your first five people and they do this much in business, you're going to earn this. Let's talk about how you're going to do it. Just because they know that, you've got to show them how to do it and how to achieve it. Focus on that first level. Don't focus all the way down the road, okay? Because it is a building process. It is milestones. You know, get to that first level. When you get to that first level, okay, let's talk about the next level and what you need to do and how it's different. Build upon it. Focus on the first level. It's a journey. It's kind of like if you're taking a road trip, and you're traveling cross country, if you're traveling from where I live in Wisconsin and you're going to go to California, I don't just take this major leap from Wisconsin to California. You think about it as you're driving. Okay, my first milestone is cross the border into Iowa. Okay, and then after Iowa, I'm doing trying to get my geography here. It just depends on which direction I'm going to go. Then my next one is I want to get to Nebraska. So you've got those milestones along the way. Yes, that's the ultimate goal, but hit the milestones, hit the next state, hit the level that you're striving for, the first level, get that one, then work on the second one. Honestly, that is so important. Yes, that's the end goal, and you want to keep that in mind. That's where I'm going, but keep that in the back of your mind and let's focus on this goal. You got to get them started and then you got to stick with them. Too often people get them started, they're excited. Okay, you're all ready to go. You know exactly what to do. And then you move on to the next one. You have just given birth to a baby and you got to take care of that baby. And I'm not saying you don't have another baby, but you've got to be able to take care of all of the babies. So keep that in mind as you're building. Yes, it's important to do a blitz, but there's different things that you can do. You know, maybe you can do some group coaching, group training, but regardless, you've got to have a system in place. Either your company has one. If you don't have one for yourself, I can help you with that. But you've got to stick close to these people. If they haven't had success, that's when they're going to go radio silent. So, what is success? Well, there's a lot of different things that are involved in success. It's not just earning money. It's just not hitting that first level. Maybe it's, hey, congratulations, you did your first social media post. Hey, congratulations, you reached out to three people a day and said this. So recognition as a leader is really important. So ask yourself, how many times have I recognized this person? I have a philosophy that every time I talk to somebody, there's going to be some sort of recognition, genuine recognition. It doesn't always have to be based on numbers. It's, hey, congratulations, you got out of your comfort zone. I'm really proud of you. Okay, so there's a lot of reasons why people stop. And when you do the things that we just talked about, it'll reduce it. But quite honestly, you're never going to have zero turnover. I mean, let's face it, it's an industry of 90 to 95% turnover. Using these different techniques, you can drop it down. I've dropped turnover down to 50%, but people still will leave. You know, there's just a certain life cycle. It's when you have somebody that'll stay with you for 5 or 10 years, I mean, that is an anomaly. But your goal is to get them to stay longer than what they normally would. If the average life of a distributor or an ambassador is 6 months at your company, imagine what would happen if your average life of a distributor is 9 months. Okay. But if they're having success, if they feel good about their business, if you have a really strong relationship with you, they are less likely to leave. They're more likely to do something. Now, maybe they might not be a superstar, but you know what? If they are getting out of the business what they want, you're going to get what you want. And remember, you're building on volume. Everything is about volume in your business. So, yes, you know, celebrate those $100 a month sellers as much as you do the $1,000 a month. Now, granted, the $1,000 a month ones will get more of your time. But you still want to thank them. You want to reach out to them. You want to send them a birthday card, whatever it is. But be there to answer questions, help them along, give them a tip. But you don't have to tell them all at once because you are in a relationship business. Relationships take time. And you've got your, if you're staying in touch with people, you can build on what they are learning. Some people learn faster than others. So again, you've got to learn when to pull back, when to move forward. And those are things that that will come with time, or your upline or your coach, myself, for example, can help you with those things. So radio silence is common, but it doesn't have to be that way. So it's you put a lot of work into bringing people on board. They're all excited, and when they stop, it's really, really frustrating. So take those tips, and you can slow the exit down, and you can escalate their sales, their earnings, and in turn, your earnings. So this is Janet Metzger of the Network Marketers Den. Dan, check out the show notes. There is a course that I think will really, really help you. That is a free course. It's 15 minutes on how to grow your business. It doesn't have to take a lot of time if you're doing the right things. So until next time, we'll see you on the other side of success. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. This podcast was designed to help you, the network marketer. If you have a specific topic or struggle that you would like me to cover, please send me a message. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with others. Tag me, Janet Metzger, on social media or leave a rating and review. For more tips and tricks, join my Facebook community at the Network Marketers Den. Thanks again for listening.